These early generations of space travelers are, in fact, starting to leave us, and it's really important that we document their memories and their views. And fortunately, there's a huge amount of oral history work that has been done, some of it through various institutions like the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, NASA, ESA, various other organizations. So there is a lot of stuff that's out there. And we've been working with some other organizations who might allow us to have access to some of their oral histories as well. So they're going to be a rich mine of information for us. However, there's a couple of interesting aspects to this. So one is that a lot of these oral histories will not address any of the questions we're interested in. So we may have to, go out and do our own. And the second one is that astronauts are so often asked about their experiences that they often have their sort of stock replies. And the more you have to repeat the same answer or the same story, the more that becomes the sort of reality. And that's just, an inevitable part of constantly being asked the same things over and over about your experiences. So it's a really interesting problem. I have, in the limited experience I've had, I did an interview with Chris Hadfield a couple of years ago. Coming up with things to ask the astronauts that sort of give them an opening to tell you something that's not already in the existing material, or giving them a new way to think about their experience, is something that could be incredibly valuable. So at some point, we also have a colleague, John Schofield, in the UK, University of York, and he's really interested in this aspect of talking to the astronauts and cosmonauts. So we're hoping to pursue a few oral history projects of our own with him. But yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting, from the archaeological perspective again as well. Like, you can't expect to ask someone a question and for their answer to give you the truth of what you're interested in. So there's another way of approaching it too, though, which is the differences between what astronauts remember doing and say that they're doing and what we see in the material record. So that in itself is a really says a lot of really interesting things about the creation of a space culture. So it's not a requirement. Some of our talking to people involved in space industry isn't just going to be about reveal the truth to us. It's going to be about looking at the oral recollections of people as one strand against different lines of evidence that might reveal. So, well, I shouldn't say reveal there, should I? But it's in the differences between these different accounts of space culture that we might actually find out things we didn't know before. And that's the whole aim of this, really. It is to bring a new perspective to bear on space exploration and provide new insights that were unavailable previously because no one had taken an archaeological approach.